back inside the melee. I did hide for a little bit, actually. I found a locked room where I could open my laptop and breathe a deep sigh of relief, trying to get away from the buzz, the energy. I need to speak to a man who's been directly on the front line, in the firing line, standing at the Samsung stand. What's your name, sir?
It's James, James Cullen, UK engineer for mobile phones.
For Samsung?
For Samsung.
You're the only UK engineer?
I'm not the only UK engineer, but I'm one of them, yes.
Excellent. Yeah. And so tell me your Twitter name.
It's DJ Slim Jim.
DJ Slim Jim.
It is indeed.
Easy to remember.
Easy to remember.
Awesome. So yeah. Tell me a little bit about how's it been today?
I think it's been very interesting. We're trying to cover as much as we possibly can for probably the consumer electronics side of the business. We are giving an overview of Samsung as a whole, but our main focus today is pretty much on smart cameras, smartphone and smart TV, and giving an overview of the technology behind them.
So I noticed you've got some uber slim TVs, you've got the camera with the flip-up screen that I've been kind of looking closely at ever since Flip decided to pull their bloggy cam. I'm thinking video bloggers could get very excited about a camera that they can see themselves in. And of course, mobile phones. Now, one thing I saw a minute ago, it looked like witchcraft, but you took the television away on your mobile phone. So picture, I'm watching the TV, the missus says, go and make a cup of tea.
Yep.
I could pick up my phone and the picture leaps like magic into my phone, and I can obviously take the TV program with me to the kitchen.
Correct.
What is this?
We have a Dual View, which is an application that we've developed within Samsung that allows us to share the picture from the TV with a mobile phone. It can also be shared with our smart remote, which is a new remote control we've got, which is actually a touch-based remote control, which allows you to basically have a Dual View and control your TV in the software.
So you've basically thought, well, hang on, why have a hardware remote control when we can have a software remote control? Then not only have unlimited configuration of updatable buttons on that interface, you can even have a mini telly as well.
Perfect, exactly. That's exactly how it works. So it allows you to go to bed if you want. So when you're staying up watching that movie, you can actually go to bed, continue watching the movie, and fall asleep with the remote in your hand, probably.
So, I mean, I might be talking to the wrong person, I don't know, about televisions. I do have a Samsung television myself,
yeah.
And obviously, or not so obviously, I don't know, people will be moving towards 3D because that's what the market is dictating. Even though personally I think HDR is the way to go, having seen amazing HDR monitors. Which path have Samsung gone down when it comes to 3D? Betamax or VHS?
So we use active, we don't use passive. Active for us is much better picture, and obviously we focus mainly on active. That's our main area. So,
but the goggles, I mean, you know, if my little boy wants to watch kids telly, I'm not going to give him a 70 quid pair of goggles for him to get sticky stuff all over.
I think it's a valid point with accessories, but I think, you know, obviously the future will be glasses free. I think everybody wants to go that way, but I think at the moment our experience does give you the best experience. And it's amazing. Once you've done it, it is pretty amazing.
And can you do the twin channel passing that I've seen on some of the other tellies that the BBC are showing off, where you can watch two channels on one screen, depending on the glasses you're wearing?
I don't think that's on ours at the moment, but I'm sure it's a future development.
I'm
definitely.
Sure. I mean, you've got a smart telly. I mean, it's going to
be
smart.
Anything you want to do, exactly. Coming from mobile division, I obviously have a stronger affiliation to mobile, so I think we influence the TVs quite well.
I think so. Now, interestingly, a lot of people viewing content on mobile devices, so it seems a natural progression to create a smart remote, which could also be on your mobile should you want. What's it like developing against the big boys? Where do you get your inspiration from to compete with companies like Apple?
I think I've been asked this twice today, actually, and it's an interesting
one. From kids?
From kids, actually, and from adults, so it's a strange one. But I think the main area for Samsung is that we try to be as open and give as much choice as possible. I think if you look at someone like Apple, they've chose to make things very much themselves in a closed system. We've decided to work with partners like Google, like Microsoft, and we've tried to open up. There's many different people and many different styles of people. Different people like to do different things, so we give them that possibility. So that's our main focus.
Do you want me to give you the golden ticket to future-proofness?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so this is free, providing you install it into all Samsung handsets. Okay, make your phone work without the GSM networks. And what I mean by that is create mesh networking handsets that, during a time of crisis, like, I don't know, the revolutions we've been seeing around the world,
okay,
I can still send a tweet or a message and device hop through the crowd or whoever, it just sits dormant until it gets out into a network of some kind.
I think that opens up the possibility for you to create an app for it, because I think it is possible right now. So we've got AllShare, we've got DLNA, we've got all those...
Explain those two.
So AllShare would be where we shared. It's our version of DLNA. So DLNA stands for Digital Living Network Alliance, which means it's a joint cooperation between many different manufacturers to allow different products to interact with each other. So you're not left out if you buy a Sony TV and you have a Samsung laptop or you have a Samsung phone, various different ways. So always you can speak to each other, and it's a unified way of doing that. And ours, AllShare, is the name we put on our software tool and how we actually do it as well. So it's a pretty cool application, and I think what you were saying is possible if you develop the right app.
App. We're talking just about software. Now I'm excited, that's twice today someone said develop an app. Yeah. I might actually have to learn how to code. Fantastic stuff. How have you found the kids today? What kind of, are they probing you? Are they testing you?
I think they're interested in the TVs. Obviously blows them away because it's obviously the 3D is totally new. And I think when he showed them AllShare, which I just described with the wireless recording something and then showing it straight to your TV over the wireless network, it's pretty amazing as well. And people are obviously genuinely still impressed with it, because it is cool to have no cables. So that is the main aim.
No cables. Now you really are getting science fiction.
Yes, I think it is definitely the future.
If only. Yeah. I'm no more digging holes in the wall just to make the telly look good as it hangs there.
Exactly.
Not that I've done that, I'm too lazy.
No,
thank you so much for your time. Your Twitter name, DJ Slim Jim.
Yes, DEEJAY.
Cheers, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, quick amendment on the end of this. Before you start searching Twitter for DJ Slim Jim, his Twitter name is, in fact, Slim Jim Cullen. I'll drop it in the title.